Joining me in the studio live right now is Mexico City Councilman Larry Weber, and good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Matt.
Glad to have you in here. I'm going to turn your microphone up just a little bit more.
Good to be here.
Hey, glad to have you in this morning. Last night we had a Mexico City Council meeting, and it was kind of a really informative meeting, as a matter of fact. Economic development update took place. A lot of things being discussed. Let's start there with that economic development update.
Sure.
Kind of give us an overview of what happened in 2023. You know, some of the top employers were listed there. One closing that happened in Mexico?
Yeah, it's I think overall it was a positive year, it sounded like. I'd heard this report before when Amy O'Brien gave it at the Progress Mexico annual meeting, and I think that things are going well. Everybody would like to see things happen yesterday. And, you know, where's the next 200 job business coming from, that kind of thing. But it just takes a long time. It's just a long process. We found that out over all the years, and I've not been involved recently, but even found it out however many years ago. But I think it's just we've got to have a program going. I think she's doing a good job. She's got all kinds of irons in the fire in all kinds of directions, but she seems to be very capable of. And I think she'll do a great job.
You know, one thing that we wanted to kind of talk a little bit about, and Amy's going to be in later on this morning well, but we're kind of thinking about downtown. It was just announced last week about this grant that's coming to the downtown area. Kind of your thoughts and your feelings about the focus on that and what should be the focus on that.
I think the Main Street program, something like that is what they call it. And, you know, I'm going to sound like a politician here just for a second because I don't typically use I, but I'm using I a lot right now because I think, you know, one of those deals sound like I'm running for re-election. But, yeah, I've always thought that the downtown is kind of the doorway, if you will, to a community. And it certainly is, I think, to Mexico, even though it's not the first place you see. I regard it, and I've mentioned this at a couple of council meetings, and I regard it as the front door of the community. And, you know, kind of an analogy, I guess, is if my front door, if my house were for sale and the front porch, whatever, doesn't look very good, it's not clean, it's not spiffed up, somebody might walk in and look at the house, but they're not going to expect a whole bunch. And I think it's the same way with the downtown. If they look at it and say, wow, there's some vacant buildings, and worse than that, they've got plywood on the windows, and they've got paint peeling, and they got this, and they got that. I don't think they're going to give it as much of a serious look as they would otherwise. And so I think it's just absolutely, critical is a strong word, but very, very, very important that it look good. And honestly, there are some that look good. I'm not going to pick out those that look good or those that don't look so good. But I think people would know if they looked at their own buildings, which ones fit in which category. And I think there's some look really, really good, and I think there's more than that that don't look very good. And I guess I'm a little disappointed, honestly, in a couple of businesses downtown that are in the fix-up business, for lack of a better term, if you will, that don't, in my opinion, look so good. One is doing some work now, and I think that's great. And I wish everybody would.
Sure. First impressions mean a lot whenever you come into a town. There's no doubt about that. You know, one ongoing conversation that goes right into this economic development report is, of course, the potential reopening of the hospital.
Right.
There's a lot of people with a lot of different schools of thought on this. You know, there are two groups out there right now who would like to see the hospital reopened. Ziva is one of them. They are in control of the former hospital building.
Right.
And then there's also the Corrado-led group. But last night, Amy O'Brien said that it is the city of Mexico's interest to see the hospital reopen in the upcoming year. You made a comment during the meeting that you had recently had a supper with a former, I believe, Boone Hospital administrator. Is that right?
Boone and the university, okay. Both. She was involved in at Boone in an executive or administrative position and at MU.
Someone with a lot of medical experience and a lot of knowledge.
In my opinion, yes.
Yeah.
And a friend. I just said to her, you know, hey, you've got a lot of experience in this business. What do you think about the chances of our hospital reopening? And she said, I will tell you this, that it's very rare when it happens.
Sure.
Now, you know, We've got a good group, it seems to me. I've gotten to know Amanda Schertz a little bit. I don't profess to know her well, but she seems like she's really working hard at it, doing the things that are right. I say, what do I know about it? But, you know, I think she's really, really working hard at it. And hard work makes a lot of difference. It seems to be contacting the right people and doing the right things in the right order. But and I certainly hope it works like as everybody does. But I think we have as good a chance as anybody to reopen that hospital, as good a chance as anybody has to reopen a hospital that we have to open this one.
So, and we'll ask Amy this whenever she comes on a little bit later, too, but as far as the City of Mexico goes, their ongoing involvement includes kind of a collaboration with the Audrain County officials, the commission, and also Craig Brace, the CEO of the Audrain County Health Department,
right.
And they're just kind of waiting to see where they can support. Is that the way I understand
it? Yeah, I think so. I think that they're waiting to see what happens with this bankruptcy thing, and I'm not a lawyer. I don't understand all that stuff, but... apparently that's the key to getting that solved, and then we can move forward with some things. And I think then the city, county, and the health department would certainly be involved in that.
Certainly. We'll keep our eye on that. I know that, you know, it's been a lot of things said, and people get their hopes up that the hospital is going to reopen sometime soon. I know Ziva has been on here, Amanda has been on here saying that she was going to bring services back in November, or bring services back this month, and of course, the bankruptcy hearing is still going on. I believe that is what is hindering a lot of this from happening right now.
That's my understanding, and I think from what I heard last night and I heard previously that the judge in the bankruptcy court is going to retire at the end of the year, and they really hope that he makes some kind of a decision prior to that, because apparently if that doesn't happen, they get a new judge. I don't know that they start all over, but they certainly have to back up a little bit, and that just delays things.
Yep.
And from what Amanda, I'm sure, said on here, and you know very well, there's some things they can do without having a certificate of need. Hopefully they would be doing some of those as soon as they can without the certificate of deed.
No doubt. We'll keep our eye on that space, as they say.
Absolutely. There you go.
One other thing that you kind of brought up last night, you know, you're going to be going to your other home, I believe, in Florida soon. And that brings up the question, how do you participate in the Mexico City Council meetings? But you kind of have that all squared away.
Yeah, we do. I didn't know. I'd heard some things about how it works. And so I talked to the city attorney, and Dave seems to be a really good guy from my perspective. And I said, you know, put it in writing. So I've got an opinion how this works. And I had heard previously that I could vote by like Zoom or one of those kind of things, but that I couldn't, I wouldn't count as big a part of the quorum since I wasn't on site. And apparently that's not correct or has changed. And he's given me all that stuff. So I can do it by Zoom. It's not ideal, I understand that. Excuse me. I can do it by Zoom. I can vote by Zoom. I can count as a member of the quorum by Zoom. And as long as people can see me and hear me. It's not just hear me, it's see me.
Sure.
And so I think we're getting that worked out with the city tech people.
Did you ask him if maybe we could move the meeting to your home in Florida, or is that
I didn't ask that, but it's they're welcome to.
They're welcome to.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, I don't want to belabor this, but as I mentioned last night just briefly, my plan is this would be the last winter I would do that. I'm getting to the point where I'm not looking forward to driving to Florida and spending time. A lot of people down there and a lot of traffic down there.
Yeah.
It's warm. That's a plus.
Well, yeah.
But there's some minuses.
Yes. You know, so. No doubt about it.
So hopefully this will be the last winter I do that.
For certain. Anything else going on that you kind of wanted to touch on this morning that you have on your mind, or everything good?
At this time of day, Matt, there's not much on my mind.
Okay. No.
I told you when I worked at the hospital pharmacy a million years ago, I many mornings I had to be at work at 7 and I never made it. So, but I'm glad I was on salary, not hourly.
Right.
So,
breakfast is on our mind.
That's right. Getting up.
That's right. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming in and getting us updated on last night's Mexico City Council meeting, and we'll look forward to seeing you again sometime soon.
You bet. Glad to have the opportunity, and I appreciate it.